are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com. On your computer, on your Wi-Fi radio, on your iPhone, commercial-free original talk, only on LA Talk Radio, your favorite talk station.
You're listening to Teen Trends with Dave and Friends, with your host, David Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
I'm Dave, and my honor friends today are the beautiful Ariana.
What's up, guys?
The wonderful Kevin.
How's it going, everyone?
And the helpful, the brilliant, and the amazing listeners.
Hey, you guys.
So, today on the show, we're going to be answering questions that people emailed me on my email address, which for all you folks is dcsboarding, that's B-O-A-R-D-I-N-G 514, at AOL.com. Once again, dcsboarding 514 at AOL.com. You guys can email me concerns, problems, questions, answers to any questions on the show. Comments, anything you guys want. I'm an open...
book.
I'm an open voice. Or if you guys want to call in live, you guys can talk to us on the air at 323-203-0815. So today we're going to be answering questions that people emailed me. We're also going to be talking about personal issues, personal problems, things that are just on teens' minds. This is a teen show where we talk about teen thoughts, teen fears, teen problems, relationships.
You know anything. What we haven't talked about?
That what I haven't think we talked about?
Would be a good thing to touch on would be personal problems.
Personal problems.
Not problems with people that you're in a relationship, but
self
problems that you have.
Yeah.
Self-confidence, confident.
I like that.
We should touch on that today.
I'm very open to touch on that. In the show, so far, we've covered, in the past shows, we've covered... relationships,
parents, problems.
Parents, yeah. You know, oh, my boyfriend cheated on me with this girl who was drunk and this, you know, it's, you know, today, that's good. I like it. You know, we'll talk about something new, you know, something.
Get something fresh in there.
Something different new from dog. Just like, oh my God, you know.
He cheated on me
he
and my
doesn't
mom.
Love me anymore. No, this is, no, this, they're completely serious questions, but like. You know,
we just get them a lot.
Yeah,
so let's change it up.
Definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
Nothing wrong with them. It's every
we're
day.
Here to talk you know, about anything.
And but of course, everything. Of course, all those people that emailed me about your relationship questions, I am here to answer your questions to help you guys out. let's actually cover that first. So I got an email from Lisa. It says, "Dear Dave, I'm 18 years old and have made some pretty bad choices when it comes to having relationships with guys. I seem to attract the bad boys who end up hurting me. I don't know if I can trust my own judgment about guys. What would you suggest I do? Thanks, Lisa." Well, Lisa.
I would...
I'm sorry, I was going to say, for one, some... You know, I find it funny that a lot of girls, you know, attract the badasses or like, you know, the bad boys because it's like that subconscious feeling within a girl that's just like
they want the tough ones.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, they want that comfort. They want like that protection that they see. You
yeah,
know?
All
well
girls
some
kind
people
of have that.
Some people they get like if they're abused as a child or something, they tend to go towards that kind of abusive sort of behavior.
Like
it's
the
actually proven fact.
Yeah.
I've listened to it on other radio shows and when they talk about it and they'll be like, oh, yeah, I was abused as a child, and my boyfriend that I love abuses me. I don't know what to do. It's like, well, you probably followed that because you were abused as a child.
Yeah, yeah.
Subconscious.
Lisa, so what I would say for you is...
Learn more about the person before you jump into a relationship with them. Get to know them more.
I would say become close with them. Learn as much about them as you can. And you
ask other people's opinion, too.
Yeah, that too. And you will actually find that once you really care for a person, you'll probably find that sense of protection in a guy that's just as nice and sweet. And he doesn't have to be big macho. guy.
Yeah. And if you ask your friends, like, what do you think about this guy? Like, do you think we could work out? And ask your friends or
some
family members if they if you can talk to them about that stuff.
Aria, I have a question.
Ask.
Why do some girls like the bad boys?
It's that it's all like it's all instinct. All girls kind of want that protection feeling. They want to feel protected. They want the tough guys because it's, you know, if a girl walking alone on the street and a bad guy comes up, they want like they want like a Superman, you know, to come and save them. All girls want that like princess being saved type thing. It's
damsel in distress from the dragon.
Yeah, they like that. I don't know why.
drama queen.
I actually
exactly. They like attention.
To completely answer your question, here's some questions you should ask yourself when asked out on a date. If any of these relationship questions make you feel uneasy, you should say no to the idea of going out with them. Here are the questions. Do you trust this boy? Is this guy...
one.
What?
That's a big one.
That is a big one. Definitely. Trust is everything. Is this guy honest to you? I mean, you can't always 100% tell... Oh, yes, I love you. Oh, he's not lying, you know? But like...
Honesty's a big one, too.
Yeah, I mean, you can... If you look in a person's eyes, you can tell, especially if it's something big, you know, that like counts about honesty. Like, you can tell whether they're lying.
Honesty opens up a lot of doors.
It really does. Do the two of you have mutual friends? If not, do the two of you have mutual interests? Meaning, you know, do you guys share friends? You know, you can like talk... Oh, like how's Jimmy? Like,
well, I think
is
friends
Jimmy
would
nice?
Be more along mutual friends, but like mutual interest is like, do you guys like baseball? Do you guys like to go out and do stuff together?
Can you do things together? Can
that you both enjoy. It's not like, oh, I want to go to the arcade tonight. Well, I kind of wanted to go see this movie, but it's like,
I hate that movie.
It's like you guys can have fun together doing something that both of you enjoy.
Exactly.
Does this boy pressure you in any way? Do you feel pressure to have sex, or do you feel pressured to break rules or commit crimes? Like, kind of, I've had many friends where, you know, they've had either a boyfriend or a girlfriend, and once they become that person's boyfriend or girlfriend, like, they will truly change as a person. They will start, you know, doing, not necessarily whipped. Kevin, he just said a whatch in the little background. Not necessarily, like, whipped, but they'll start doing things like, you know, they'll start, for example, smoking cigarettes, like if the other person smokes, or
for that person,
you know, or even, you know, if your significant other, you know, does drugs, you know, that could like open doors for you to start doing negative things and, you know, impacting your body in a negative way. Or, you know,
if that person likes to rob banks and you start robbing banks too, that's probably not a good sign.
That's actually a big problem these days. More and more is like people getting in a relationship and that person changing for them.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a whole thing of confidence. It's like, my significant other does this, I'm going to do it.
If you can't be yourself around them.
Exactly. It's not being yourself and you're changing who you are for that person.
And another question that was brought up, do you feel pressure to have sex? If you do feel pressure to have sex, talk to the person who you would be having sex about. Like, talk to that person about it, because...
Again, honesty.
Yeah, complete honesty. Sex is definitely not something, especially for a young woman, who should... be, you know, she shouldn't have to feel forced. She shouldn't be scared. Sex is one of those things that's going to affect that person for the rest of their lives.
And the relationship.
You know, and the relationship, which is...
changes a lot of things.
Which is very, very important.
And this all goes back to get to know the person before you just jump into a relationship with them.
Yeah, and if you can't tell them that you don't want to have sex, then you're probably not in a good situation.
Yeah, if you can't talk with the person you're in a relationship, you're probably not in a good relationship.
Yeah. Lisa... thank you for emailing me.
We hope we helped.
We hope
thank
we helped.
You,
we're always here. You can call us live. If you guys are just tuning in, you're listening to Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. Please call us live at 323-203-0815. And you guys can email me just like Lisa did at DCSBoarding, that's BoardING, 514@AOL.com. Once again... thank you guys very much. Let's go to the next email. It says, "Dear Dave, I've been involved with my boyfriend for 6 months. I really love him and think I'm ready to have sex with him. We've come so close anyway. Some of my friends say I should just hold off, but I really love him. What do you think? Thanks, Sarah." Well, Sarah, if you're dating and you decide to have sex, think about the decisions you're going to make. You know, this goes beyond pleasing your parents or following the rules or what, you know, somebody has told you is morally correct. It's about making decisions that you'll live with for the rest of your life. Just like, come to think of it, just like the previous email.
Exactly.
Also, let's see here. So, I have some more questions for you to go over, and I will ask these questions, and if you answer them, and maybe you'll find some answers for yourself. So, will I be prepared to use a contraction? I think
we went over this earlier.
What?
Contraception or something?
That's what it is. Contraception. Yeah.
Contraception. Yes. All right. Will I be prepared to use a contraception if I choose to have sex? These are very big words. This is a teen show.
This calls for Google.
You know, just let you guys know. If you guys email me, if you guys email me a question and I, you know, don't know the complete answer to it, I will look it up for you guys. I'll, you know, go on websites and find, you know, information, doctor's information, stuff, just to help you guys out on the show. And some of these words are bigger than the teen mind. But yeah, just let you guys know basically what the word contraception. It's basically condoms and birth control and things that, like, prevent the issue of pregnancy when, you know, you're a teenager and you just want to have sex. But
I just want sex.
I'm a raging hormonal teenager. No. Will I be prepared to use condoms or birth control if I choose to have sex? You must ask yourself this. Hopefully the answer is going to be yes, unless you're planning on starting a family at a very young age, but I don't know.
I don't suggest that.
I don't suggest that. You are, let's see. Oh, you didn't write an age in the email, but that's fine, Sarah. If you are a teenager, please be careful if you're going to have sex.
Use birth control. Talk, if you can, it'd be good to talk to your mom. She knows a lot about this.
Yes, yes.
She should, at least.
Another question is, will I have intercourse if I do not have protection? Basically, you know, it's heated, it's in the moment, you know, you don't have protection. Are you going to do it?
Probably.
That's what it comes down to.
Not a good idea.
Yeah, it's really not a good idea.
It's all about willpower. I mean, do you have the willpower to say, we don't have a condom, I'm not going to do it?
Make the right decision.
Don't let like your emotions and hormones take over a decision that could affect you for the rest of your life.
Because if something does go wrong in that heat of the moment and that decision, you could have a child for the rest of your life.
This is true. And how ridiculously guilty would you feel if you had a child you didn't want to go through with it? I'm not even going to go into that. You know, that's for another time. But another question. What would I do if I became pregnant? Basically, what
get
we
help.
Were just talking about.
Yeah, go to a clinic and get yourself tested. And
you know, talk to your parents. But being a teen kid, pregnant, you know, that's a hard life.
Something you shouldn't go through alone, though.
It's scary.
It would be hard to talk to your parents, but I suggest it, or a therapist, or somebody you can talk to.
You can trust.
Someone you can trust, an adult preferably, and I don't know, even talk about having an abortion if you don't. If you're not into that, talk about adopt. Talk about everything. Just figure it out. It's not something you should do alone.
Yeah.
But don't, like, just plan on having the baby if you don't plan on, like, taking care of it and being there for it. I mean, it's a baby. It's a child. It's a human. It needs to be taken care of. It can't be like, I'm going to go out with my friends and leave the baby.
Yeah.
By the way, just so you guys know, if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. You can call us live at 323-203-0815. Once again, the number is 323-203-0815. Thank you, Kevin. Thank you, Ariana. I'm Dave. We've been going over emails that people have been sending us. We've been answering questions, helping them out with their teen issues, relationships, cheating, this and that, sex. You know how it is. We're going to go on to the last email from Cassie. It says, hey, Dave, I've been going out with this guy for about 5 months. We were attracted to each other because we both have really outgoing personalities. The problem is that we both are hot-tempered. We fight a lot, not physically, but we argue a lot. I don't know if I can continue to handle the fights all the time. When we make up, it's great, but a lot of the time it's hard to be with him. What do I do? Thanks, Cassie.
Talk to him.
Talk to him.
Mm-hmm. Communication.
Communication
trust.
Is a big thing.
Yeah.
Communication is key. Once you guys, you know, I don't know, how long do you say? 5 months. 5 months is a while, you know. If you guys are constantly getting in arguments, constantly, you know, disputes, this and that, it's really, really not good. You can't function off of a relationship just from disputes. And actually, the funny thing is, I was actually talking a couple days ago with Ariana about how, like, in relationships and stuff, it could possibly be healthy to get in, like, an argument, you know?
Yeah, because if you never argue and you're always trying to please that person and you're just not honest and you're always agreeing with them,
yeah,
that could also cause
that's
issues.
Very unhealthy.
And,
yeah.
it just becomes fake, you know? It becomes...
It's not exactly a real...
It turns from, like, an honest relationships with true emotions, true feelings into, like, oh my God, I just need to please this person, you know, right. Which just can get, you know, tedious.
But at the same time, too many arguments, that's also a problem. You should talk to them. And try to figure out what's causing the arguments. Maybe there is a background issue. Maybe there's something behind all of it that's causing all the heat and intense emotion.
Yeah.
You have to find that balance between it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to find the reason why you guys are arguing. If you guys are having disputes because of, you know, stupid things, just like... Oh, I don't know. Like, why do you always tell me what, like, when to drive? You know, like, I can drive, or, you know, for example, like, backseat drivers and stuff. You know, just like a typical, like, yeah. Something.
Honey, turn left here.
No.
Your blinker's on.
Don't tell me when it, you know, if it's stuff like that, it's so pointless, you know?
Yeah, that's normal.
But if it's, like, legitimate stuff, like...
Honey, have a nice day. Don't tell me what to do.
Or,
that's,
you know...
not good.
Stuff like,
maybe it's time issues. Maybe you're not spending enough time with the person, so you become distant, or...
Or maybe you're not showing them enough affection or public display of...
PDA.
Love. Yeah, PDA.
Yeah. PDA.
Again, goes back to talking to the person, figure out what's wrong.
Yeah, talk, get to the base of the issue, talk about it, make up, and, you know... But keep reminding yourself that every single time you're about to have a dispute, remind yourself. Be like, all right, take a step back. What are we arguing about? Why are we arguing?
Yeah.
It's pointless, you know? It's absolutely stupid. All right.
I have a question for you, David.
What is your question,
Kevin? Well, Ariana, too, for everyone and the listeners out there.
Let's hear it.
I was just wondering, because I was kind of thinking about that last question, and it's like, well, magnets is like negative and positive attract and stuff. Would you think that's people? Because, like, I mean, if they enjoy the same stuff, they're going to get along, but if they enjoy it too much and stuff, they might, like, not attract.
What do you mean?
Like, you know, like, you hear relationships like, oh, I would have never guessed they would have gone out, but they make such a great couple.
Opposites
and they
attract.
Stay so long together.
I would think that... I think it's true. I think that both is true. Like, opposites attract, but also if you have the same interest, you are more likely to go out. But opposites, it's a good thing to... It's also a balance, you know, positive and negatives. Because if
I mean,
you're
relationships
exactly the
are
same,
just a giant happy middle part balance.
If you're exactly the same, that just gets boring.
Yeah.
You know, you need some diversity.
You need someone to complete you.
Another thing about this topic, which I find very funny, is the same day that Ariana and I were talking about...
whatever we were talking about.
Yeah,
arguments,
right. We, later that night, we were talking about how opposites attract, which
we're
I find...
so different.
Which I find really funny.
Exactly the same.
Yeah, you know, I... Kevin, answer your question. I do believe that opposites attract, you know,
so
because...
I mean, it's that other side of the person. I mean, it's like, you like this and I like that.
It's the other side of the spectrum.
Yeah,
you know?
Let them
each other.
Complete you.
Exactly.
And I think, you know, it also goes beyond that. It also goes like...
Yeah, of course.
You know,
Are you alike enough to hold a conversation?
Are you what?
Alike enough to hold a conversation? Like an interesting conversation?
Let's hope,
yeah. Awkward,
yeah. Yeah, you know. But also, like, with opposites attract, on being at one side of the spectrum, you know, for example, not liking chocolate. And then
I'm coming to like.
Yeah. And then, you know, that's just a very, you know, minimized example. Or like being with somebody that does like chocolate, you know? Just kind of, I guess, for me, the subconscious idea of just like the other side, you know, like living necessarily on the complete
stuff.
Other side of what you live on. I don't know.
I get what you're saying. Yeah,
it makes sense in my head. You know?
Yeah, and it makes sense in my head too. That's why we get along.
Exactly. All right. I'd like to thank everybody that emailed me at my email address, dcsboarding514@aol.com. Just to let you guys know, if you're checking in live, you're listening to Teen Trends with Dave and Friends on LA Talk Radio. And you can call us live at 323-203-0815. We're going to actually move on. Thank you guys for all the emails you have emailed us.
Thank you, Lisa.
We're going to move on to a topic that earlier in the show, if you guys were listening, Kevin brought up self problems.
Self issues.
Insecurities. On the show earlier, in the past few weeks, we've covered parental problems, relationship problems,
drugs issues,
just stuff like that.
Anything.
But we've never, you know, we've been talking about the external world a lot lately. We've been talking about like the external part of the human experience.
And to find out the external part, you got to dig deep within yourself.
This is what we're doing now. So, I'd like to start this off with talking about some of my personal problems. Some of the problems that I believe hold me back from being my who I want to truly be. Not necessarily who I want to truly be, but holding me back from who I am to my full extent. Personal problems, and they're things that every single person has, you know? These are things that, you know, you wake up in the morning and from, like, the slightest thing you look in the mirror, you're like, oh, shit, you know? Personally, for me, I this is a problem for all teens, but I really, and this is so stupid, I feel kind of like an idiot saying this, I hate pimples.
Everybody hates pimples.
I hate pimples so much. So much.
With a burning passion.
And like, I used to, when I was younger, I used to have like a pizza face. I was, you know, I was the kid, I really did. I was the kid that was just like, wait, do you see that kid's face? Like, you know? And you know, other kids had it too. A lot of other kids had it because those were like the really like greasy stages of like middle school and stuff. You know?
Everyone goes through them. I mean, yeah. Everyone has acne.
Everyone's had pimples before.
But, you know, and the reason why I bring up acne is because it's a problem that a lot of teens let acne get to not only their, you know, physical state of being, but also their emotional state of being. You know?
It gets to them emotionally.
Exactly.
Their appearance.
When you, like, sorry, go on.
Oh, sorry, I interrupted
you. No.
Well, it's, even if someone doesn't straight up say to you, like, oh, you have a pimple on your face, like, how you're ugly, it's like it's an internal thing. You feel like the entire world is just staring at your pimple.
Yeah.
And not at who you actually are, you know? You feel insecure. You feel like it's taking up your whole face.
And teens, everybody that's listening, to let you guys know what I've learned, and I actually, I did look this up. This is a study. Along with it being a study, it is a personal experience. Acne is not that big of a deal.
Really not.
Do not let acne change, for one, who you are as a person, and for two, the way you present yourself. Yeah. Because if you have acne and then you present yourself with the idea of, oh, I have acne, I'm ugly, you're going to give that off. You know, you're going to enter a conversation and you're going to be that guy that's just like, oh,
insecure,
hey, you know?
Yeah.
If you have acne, but you walk into a conversation being like, you know what, sure, I have acne, you know, I'll get medication, something like that, or, you know, it doesn't even matter. You know, if you have a great personality, if you walk in there and you're just like, what's up, guys? You know, like, it's a...
like that.
voice cracks. No, if you walk into a conversation and you're, you know, you're confident, you're a nice guy, girl, whatever, you know, people are going to love you. People are going to attract to that regardless of what you look like.
It's not about who you are on the outside. It's about, well, it should be. It's not about who you are on the outside. Yeah. It's who you are on the inside. But unfortunately, in today's world, it's becoming more of who you are on the outside.
But let's change
inside.
That, shall we?
We should try.
We should try. One person at a time.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You missed that.
I completely missed that.
we were just talking about how...
We should change the world.
We should change the world.
We should change the
one
world.
One person at a time, one personality.
We could be
at
like
time.
Captain Planet. I don't think you realize the potential we have here.
For Captain Planet.
Yeah. We could run around in our underwear cleaning up pollution.
Very nice. Actually, guys, we have a call coming in.
Oh, sweet.
Ooh.
Let me answer this call. If you guys, just let you guys know, you guys are listening to Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. You can call us live.
Bye.
Hello? Hello? I think we have somebody on the line. You are live with us, Teen Trends with Dave and Friends.
You might have to turn
this
down the
Dave.
Computer. We can hear ourselves in your car.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
There you
can you hear
are.
Me okay?
How's it going?
Hi. Yeah. I'm doing okay.
Oh, we got you.
I'm just listening to you guys.
Oh, yeah?
Good.
My name's Melissa.
Hi, Melissa.
Hi, Melissa. I'm Dave.
Melissa?
We have Ariana and Kevin in the studio with us. What can we help you with today?
How you doing?
Hey, hi. Well, I heard you talking about, you know, acne and feeling better about yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm not feeling really good about myself.
Explain. Please explain.
All my girlfriends are thin, and I'm not fat, but I'm not, you know, as thin as them, and whenever we go out and, you know, hang out with guys, I'm always really self-conscious about how I look in clothes, because, and I've been on diets for so long.
Right, right.
And I can't, I mean, I starve myself, and I think it's, like, hereditary, because my sister's, you know, bigger, and my mom's bigger, and I don't know if I'll ever look like them, and I feel so insecure, and I don't know, I just feel like the guys don't pay attention to me or look at me. I mean, I think I'm sort of pretty, but I'm so uncomfortable about my body.
Melissa?
I just don't know what to do.
Well, you really got to, like, sit back and kind of ask yourself, like, do you really want to look like your girlfriends or everyone else?
Yeah.
I mean,
Melissa,
yeah.
Melissa, I'm going to tell you something from personal experience, and Melissa, if you don't mind us asking, how old are you?
I'm 17.
You're 17 years old?
Yeah.
All right. I want you to know, Melissa, coming from a 17-year-old, you know, looks, I'm telling you, looks do not decipher the kind of person that you are. Uh-huh. The body, this is the way I like to think of it. This is what I tell my friends when they're like, hey, Dave, dude, like, you know, I'm feeling this, I'm feeling that. The body is, all it is a human canvas for the spirit. The spirit holds, you know, and people believe what they want, but this is what I believe, you know. The human body is just there so you can experience your life. You know, the soul within the human body is there, and that's what
makes
shows what kind of person you are. You know, that's what brings out the true beauty, regardless of whether you're overweight, you're underweight, you have acne, you know, this or that. Oh, you're too short, you're too tall. You know, that does not matter. If you, on the inside, are a beautiful person, you help people, you know, not necessarily, you know, help people, but like you know, you're not a mean person. You're there for your friends. That is all that counts. People and life will show you, you know.
And Melissa, listen, I'm 17, and I don't have a model body. I'm not the skinniest person in the world. A lot of my friends are. A lot of my friends have great bodies. They're all in shape. They're skinny. Guys like them, you know. But I used to be really insecure about it too. I know exactly where you're coming from. I've tried everything, and it all comes down to being yourself and your personality and what you love and letting other people see that true beauty. Honestly, really, I've just gotten over it. Like, you find clothes
really?
Like it. Yeah.
And I mean, you're 17. I mean, you have the rest of your life to find.
Exactly.
I mean, you're going to find someone. There's someone in this world out of the 6.2 billion people that you will find.
Yeah, and you know, find a fun sport. What I like to do, I like to run. I think running is great, and I love to run. So maybe try running. It's like, if it doesn't get you in shape, it feels good, and you feel good about yourself because you're like, hey, I just exercise.
Yeah.
And your adrenaline gets going, and then you find a pretty dress, and you're like, oh, I look good in this, and then you feel good about yourself, and you let your true beauty
and
show.
Melissa, I have a question for you. Melissa?
Yeah?
There we go. All right. When you wake up every morning and you look at yourself in the mirror, what do you think?
I think I'm fat.
You think
I don't feel good about my body, because I'm like, I'm not fat, but I'm not, you know, I'm just kind of medium, but when I stand next to my girlfriends, when we're out or, you know, at a party or whatever, it just seems like I go off to the side or I'll walk away because I don't want to be seen next to them, and I see guys looking at them and they're not looking at me.
Then
I get really shy and I get more self-confident, and then
I go
and hang out with some of the people that I really wouldn't want to hang out with, but I feel intimidated because the guys aren't paying attention to me.
Well, I think that's part of the problem is, like, when you walk away and everything, because you're kind of, like, if it's not them making fun of you, I mean, you're kind of making fun of yourself by walking away and going, I'm not as good as them. I don't want to be seen by them. If you stand there and socialize and come out of that corner and don't be shy and just be like, hey, you know, I'm a little bigger than them, but I'm still good looking and I find myself attractive. You like, you got to stop making fun of yourself for other people to stop making fun of you.
And Melissa, I want to say another thing. When you wake up every morning, you look in the mirror and you start off your day with the mentality of, oh, I'm fat. You know, oh, I don't look good. You are giving yourself, first of all, you're filling your body with this
negative
idea.
Energy.
This negative energy and this negative idea of, oh, I'm not attractive. You know, and then when you put that out, when you project that into the universe, you know, it comes back. It'll come back right back at you. And then you're going to literally give off the vibe to people of like, oh, she, you know, she thinks she's, you know, insecure. It happens. You know, you tell me that, like, you've been in, you know, a room with a person, and it even goes, you know, the other direction of you've been in a room with a person and then you look at them and you're like, oh, they think they're the shit. You know, they think they're so cool. It's the same way. Yeah. It just goes the opposite direction. When you walk in a room and you have that same mentality, people are thinking, oh, she doesn't think this and that.
Hey, and guess what? Nobody's perfect. Every single person, all your skinny friends, they all have flaws.
Exactly.
Really, honestly, you have something that they don't have. You have a good personality. Maybe they don't, you know? I'm sure that you have the greatest thing in the world that they don't have. And
Thank you.
You're welcome. You seem like a very nice person.
Yeah,
I'm
you really
sure
do.
You are extremely sweet.
I am.
Sweet.
I think.
Sensitive.
I don't know. I
should kick it.
I'm
saying, yeah.
And
you
Melissa,
seem so nice. You seem really cool. Yeah. And you just have to really honestly don't care what the rest of the world thinks.
Yeah.
Be yourself.
That's a big part of it.
No, it's
be
true.
Happy
and Melissa, no matter what. Don't matter. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, and going off of what David said, it comes back to in the end. Like, you can't try to convince people that you think you're good looking if you don't think you're good looking.
Yeah.
You have to tell yourself, like, you can't have people stop making fun of you if you don't stop making fun of yourself inside.
Yeah.
You have to be confident with who you are and how you look, and you got to be like, hey, I look good this morning. Yeah. I might be a little overweight, but I'm going to go running.
Yeah. You know, and even the fact, set a goal for yourself, you know?
Exactly. Like I'm going to run a mile on Monday.
If you
that'll
truly
make
you
feel good.
Yeah. You know, and even excuse me. I burped. Hey, I burped. Melissa, you know, set a goal for yourself. If you really are set on losing weight, then go running. You know, it's human physics. You know, go running. You know, not necessarily go on a diet. Just, you know, space out your food intake. You know,
Melissa, you said you've tried diets and stuff before.
Yeah.
Have you tried actually just running, like going for a jog in the morning or something?
Not really. Sometimes I go, my brother and I go to the gym, but
okay. Well, my little brother plays. Go ahead.
I don't like doing that because I feel like other people are like looking at me.
Right. Well, my brother plays hockey.
Or
my little brother plays hockey, and when he goes to the gym and stuff, there's a kid on his team that, like, working on the machines doesn't really work for him, so his coach lets him go out and actually run, because that's what works for him. And maybe you should try that. Just get up early in the morning when no one's awake, and no one will think you're watching you, and just go for a jog.
And another thing, when you say, oh, I don't want to go running because, or I don't want to go to the gym because I feel people are going to be looking at me and going, ooh, this girl.
Yeah.
Okay, Melissa. No matter what you look like, from talking to you, you know, even the fact that you know, you have these concerns, you, Melissa, are a beautiful human being. You know, you, I'm being completely honest with you. You know, you can, by talking to a person for 10 minutes, you can, you know, start to get who they are by just the simple way that they talk. You're a very nice person. You know, you have friends. You do not need to be worrying about going to a gym and people looking at you in you know, in a negative way. If you, you know, and plus to get out there and to set your goal to lose the weight or to look better, per se, you know, you're gonna have to get out there. You're gonna have to face your fear of, like, oh my gosh, like, if I go running, people are gonna think I'm unattractive. Yeah. No, don't think that way. You're going running because it's good for yourself, because you want to.
And it feels good.
And
exactly.
It feels good.
Yeah.
You know, if you lived your entire life, Melissa, you're 17 years old, you have, mm-hmm. you know, limitless years of life left, you know, a lifetime in front of you. If you live your life yeah. worrying about the way that other people look at you and you cannot yeah. simply go outside to take a jog, how are you going to live a happy life?
And one more thing. At my old school, there was a guy.
Yeah.
He was an old best friend of mine, and all the girls were madly crazy about him. And believe it or not, he was extremely ugly. But I asked every girl, and I said, yeah, so what do you think of him? And they would all say, well, he's not the most attractive guy, but he has the greatest personality. He's so funny. He's so nice. He's so great.
Yeah.
But he's really not attractive. And it's amazing that if you show people what you're really like, they will totally look past your looks, like completely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look past your looks.
thank you, Ariana.
You're welcome.
I like you.
Oh, I like you too, Melissa. Nice.
So, how can I email you?
You can Dave? Sure. Yeah. You can email me at DCS boarding. That's BoardING. Did you get that down?
Okay. DCS. Okay. Uh-huh.
Boarding. BoardING. 514 at AOL.com.
Okay.
Yeah. Also,
thanks, guys.
No problem.
We hope we helped.
Thank you, Melissa.
Yeah.
Have a wonderful day.
Yeah, I feel better.
That's good. Yeah, really you should.
Just let you know.
And, I don't know. Just kind of depressed today. Thank you. I feel better. I think maybe I'll go take a walk.
There you go.
Oh, hey, sounds good.
Melissa, also.
Yeah.
Look, we are always here to talk every Sunday from 1 to 2. Please, do not hesitate to call. We are friends now.
What up, homie?
All right.
Yeah,
thank you, Melissa.
Okay.
Thanks.
Have
thanks
a wonderful
so much.
Day.
Thanks a lot.
No problem.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Okay, take care
right.
now.
Bye.
Well, that was very nice of Melissa. And
aw, sweet girl.
Yeah, she's a very sweet girl. And yes, Melissa, basically, to give an overview, what we could say, you know, do not be fazed by what society's views are on, oh, you know, you have to be skinny, you have to have big boobs, you have to do this, you have to do that. You know, it's really, I'm telling you, it's completely 100% deceiving, and it's just not, you know, it's not logical. A human being is born looking a certain way, and you can't judge a person off of that. If they have a wonderful personality, if they're a wonderful person, you know, there's no reason why you should be worrying about the way that you look in public. You know, like, oh, I'm too fat. You know, this and that. It's not worth it.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Basically,
not worth it.
You gotta be confident. And...
Yeah. Be happy.
Yeah.
Excuse me, Kevin.
Hi.
I've talked about one of my personal things that, it's coming at you. I've talked about one of my personal insecurities. Melissa talked about hers. Kevin, talk to me.
Personal insecurities.
Personal insecurities.
Ooh. Yeah, moment of truth.
Moment of truth. Do you need a second on that one?
I think so.
All right. Yeah.
Personal insecurities.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Well, I've already talked about the weight one. In elementary school, kids always made fun of me. I'm Italian and French and part African. So I have some dark features and I have pretty thick eyebrows. And in elementary school, all through elementary school, kids made fun of me for having really thick eyebrows. And it was sad. Aww. And they made me cry all the time.
Oh,
and
yeah.
When I went to a new school for fifth grade, I was the new kid. That was like the ugly new girl. It was really, really sad. And But now, I've told them.
It's different now. Now, like 10 years later,
hey,
like,
it's different.
Talk about not making fun of people.
I'm so kidding.
Let's make fun of people on the show about not making fun of people.
Okay. Bottom line, I've accepted it. I'm Italian. I'm proud of it. All right, I'm done.
And
sexy
for the people because she is once again on the radio. Therefore, this is not a visual form of entertainment. But she is a very beautiful girl. She's not giving herself enough credit. She's like, I've just learned to accept the fact that I'm really ugly. Sweetie, you are a very beautiful girl.
Love you, David.
I love you too. Kevin, you're not too bad looking yourself. Kevin!
Oh, thank you.
Go. Shoot. All right, tell me. Personal insecurities. Go.
Yeah. So, second grade, I got my glasses, my prescription glasses, and I got made fun of a lot from second grade to seventh grade, eighth grade-ish.
Aww.
And I used to get in a lot of fights. People would jump me, and I'd fight back and stuff, and I was usually in the principal's office
tough
every
guy.
Day. Yeah, so that was fun.
I killed a man when I was six.
Yeah, and then, yeah. So I was insecure about that, and then sixth grade I got braces, so that just kind of helped in that whole glasses thing. Oh. So, yeah, it was just mainly that, and I kind of got over it and was just like, all right, I'll fight you if you want to come mess with me, but I'm not going to
okay.
bug you.
I will fight you if you'd like to come mess.
Yeah. I'm not just going to sit there and take a beating, but yeah, you can come make fun of me.
And how did you end up solving your...
I really just didn't care anymore. I mean, people yeah. thought what they thought and go for it and have fun.
That's a solution.
That's exactly.
And 6-7 years later, how
still
have you
wearing glasses.
Still wearing glasses.
Still not caring. People don't make fun of me anymore. People learned in elementary school. And
don't fuck with me.
Exactly. Yeah.
You should look a lot more mature now. You look really, you look
intellectual.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
No, it's
true.
Oh, he looking like a man.
No, but yeah, Kev, no, I agree with you. That's good, you know? With some things, you just don't even care. There just comes a point where you're just like, you know what?
You gotta get over it.
You gotta get over it. My life is way too precious. Oh, yeah. Golly.
Golly gee willikers.
I just got an email.
Oh, yay.
We just got a letter.
I just got an letter. I'm gonna open my email up.
Wonder All who right. it's from.
It says, it's from Josh.
Hi, Josh.
Hey, Josh.
Hey, Josh. You're on the show.
No, he's kind not.
Of. Teen Trends with Dave and Friends.
His
and
email Josh. Is on
Your
the
email.
Show.
All right. Goes, hey, Dave. I've always felt mad and jealous when I see my girlfriend's old boyfriend come around and talk to her at school or when we're out, he's at the same party. She seems like she still likes him even though she tells me she loves me. She acts all flirty with him and that pisses me off. Hmm. What do you think I should do? Thanks, Josh. Josh.
I would say talk to her.
Yeah,
just let you know.
Say that too.
Well, talking to her, of course, you know. Beyond that, though, jealousy is a natural emotion to have.
Yeah.
Jealousy comes from fear of losing something you hold dear. For example, your girlfriend's love. not necessarily losing it, but feeling that you might lose it. You know, you see her flirting, you're like, oh God, she doesn't love me anymore. What do I do? That brings up subconscious feelings of, you know, losing something, which, therefore... pulls up emotion. You have a boyfriend, a girlfriend, you don't want to lose them. Yeah, that's basically, you know, what brings up the feeling of jealousy. Also, if you enjoy the time that the two of you, like, spend together or how the relationship makes you feel, and then, like, you start to see her drifting away or going for another guy, that's just kind of like, you know, the... you guys know what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to...
I actually don't.
You don't understand.
Yeah. It doesn't really specify anything.
I'm reading...
If you have an honest relationship and she tells you that she loves you, I think she's telling the truth. But...
Yeah, but you might want to sit down with her and be like, look, you know, tell it to her straight and be like, this is what I've been feeling is happening lately. You know, do you still have feelings for me? If not... Maybe we should break up. Well, not maybe. If not, then we should break up and you
take
can go
break,
see
even.
Someone else. It's time to take a break. Stuff like that.
Yeah, and she's with you for a reason. She's not with the other guy for a reason. So,
yeah.
And even if maybe they had, like, a cool connection and she still has that little bit of, like, oh, he was a good friend. She probably maybe thinks of him as a good part of her life. At least
yeah.
it's not negative.
Yeah.
She might not be flirting with him. It's a good thing to still be friends.
Like Ariana said, like if it was a good friend that she was talking to, there is that connection of like this person is my best friend, so I can act like this around him. I mean, you're her boyfriend, and a boyfriend is supposed to be like a best friend. Well, then just think of what her best friend is gonna be like around them if it's of the different sex.
Josh, just to let you know, when dealing with jealousy, the first thing to do to avoid, or the first thing to do is to avoid overreacting. When you overreact, it just blows things out of proportion. Your emotions get involved. Your teenage hormones get involved. And you're just like... Rah, 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 and then it just turns into like a big... waste of time. if your partner is about to leave you, then there is a probability, or there is probably not a whole lot, you know, that you can do about it. If she's made up her mind and she's like, no, I'm going to go back with this boy, you know, then you need to understand within yourself, Josh, that she's missing out. You know, if you know within your heart that you have done nothing wrong in the relationship, you know, you're a good boyfriend, you do this, you do that, and she's, you know, you know, she's going off with her ex or whatever, then you just need to know that it's her loss.
Yeah.
You know?
The unfortunate truth is that she's gone and she's missing out on you.
And, you know, if you're worried about, oh, God, you know, companionship. You know,
can't have a one-person relationship.
Yeah, exactly. But, like, if you're worried about, oh, she's gone, companionship, just know that if you've gotten, you know, if you've had a girl to like you once, you can always
There's plenty
like
of fish
again.
In the sea.
Completely.
I like fish.
You'll find another one.
Another email from Jonathan. It says, hey, Dave, I think I'm in love with this lady. Well... That's very nice, John.
Hey,
very straightforward. Hey, Dave, I think I'm in love with this lady.
Yay!
Yay for John. I've been attracted to her for a long time. We have started going out. We get along really well. We have the same sense of humor and like the same things. We also have the same philosophy in life. Do you think it is possible that I am in love with her? What does it mean to be in love? Am I just attracted to her? Thanks, Jonathan. Whoa.
Love's a very
Jonathan.
Personal feeling. I mean, it's different for everyone.
It completely is different for everyone. That, I'm going to have to say, John, you get the award for the most the most difficult question ever on the show. Do you think it's possible that I am in love with her? What does it mean to be in love? The questions of life.
We can't really determine if you're in love with her.
Yeah, I mean, that's a feeling you have to feel yourself, and you'll know when.
Yeah, you will know when.
Some signs that I can tell you, though, possibly, you know, for... signs that you possibly could very, very like her, or very, very like, could like her, you know, to a great extent, or possibly even be in love with her, you know, if you just, like, look at her and things are, you know, your day starts to just turn upside down, you know, and you just, you look forward to spending time with her, you look forward to being with her, you know, all you want to do is, you know, just be there for her. That could be... Some
obsession.
No, not
stalk her.
Not like, no, please don't stalk her. Don't be like, I'm outside your window. No, but I'm just saying, like, you know, you want to be there for her.
When you think about her, if you get like little funny feelings, you know, all you want to do
butterflies
is see
her. Butterflies and stomach. You can't wait for her text. Whenever you feel your phone vibrate, it's like, oh, is it her?
No, because then that just gets like, I don't know. I don't like the whole phone thing. Sorry. That's just my personally. No, personally, I think...
No, I agree. I was just saying as an example.
No, Kevin. Okay. Well, back... I'm sorry, John. I'm really sorry.
Attention span of a goldfish.
At least you're not paying for it. But just to let you know, John. Yeah, that really is a big question. I can't, like...
We can't answer that for you because it's a feeling you have to find in yourself.
Well, let me roll my magic die. Yes, John, you're in love with her. No, but, you know, if you really like her, you guys have the same sense of humor, you guys like the same things, go on a date with her, you know? Aww. Talk to her.
I mean, it sounds like you guys are really comfortable with each other, I mean, and will like each other, into each other, and you guys share the same things. I mean, but love is something you'll have to find for yourself, and you'll know when
time.
It's time. Yeah,
it takes time.
Don't rush into it.
Yeah.
But you'll find it yourself, and you'll know when.
Exactly.
So... I once again, I have questions. So how do you know if you're falling in love? Well, John, do you care about their well-being more than your own? It's a good question. You know, do you want to be there? For example, you know, it's pretty self-explanatory, but like, would you take a bullet for that person? You know, would you do something if that person was like, will you do this for me? Without even thinking at the drop of a hat, would you do it for that person? It's kind of like that. Do you want to make them happy? Kind of like we were talking about. Do you mind giving up things like time, money, you know, desires? Do you mind giving up things?
Making sacrifices for the partner.
To enjoy your time with them. For example, if you know, to be in a relationship with that person, you have to give up, you know, something. You have to give up a desire.
A night out with the friends.
Yeah, you know, stuff like that. Would you rather spend time with that person than anybody else, including, like, your best friends? Do you think about them all the time? Do events or objects in life remind you of them? Do you worry about their safety, their happiness? Do you want to impress them? Does the sound of commitment to this person sound good? And do you notice members of the opposite sex? Thank you very much, John. Thank you, everybody, for participating on our show today. You've been listening to Teen Trends with Dave and Friends here at LA Talk Radio.
We're
you may
friends.
Download our show. We're here every Sunday from 1 to 2. Thank you guys so much. We had Ariana in the studio. We had Kevin.
Thank you.
Know you guys can always email me live. Actually, you can't email me live, but you can email me and we will talk about it live on the air. Thank you very much. And my email address is dcsboarding, that's BORDING 514 at AOL.com. You guys have a wonderful Sunday, and I love you all. Bye-bye. Dancing on